It's our Tuesday morning top 10, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll put it on my calendar.
Straight from the home office there in Granbury, Texas, and the writing staff who we might give Thursday off. I'm not really sure, but it's our Tuesday morning top 10 today, and it's here to help. A recent, just as of last year, 2024 survey indicates around 40% of families will have an open vocal disagreement during the holidays.
40%?
40%. Sometime during the holidays, largely centered around and kicked off by Thanksgiving, Thursday's festivity.
Well, I mean, if you don't get in an argument with someone, are you even doing it right?
That being the case, we're here to help, ladies and gentlemen, and it's our top 10 ways you too can help keep the peace this Thanksgiving. To keep the happy and the thanks and the giving all in a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving!
It's up to you. Tuesday top 10 ways to keep the peace this Thanksgiving, such as...
Number 10!
Number 10, obviously, stay away from very hot button polarizing issues like politics, world events, finances, which sister makes the better pie.
I hope you get that pie debate figured out.
We never will. We never, ever will. Number 9.
Still fresh.
Reminder, we've said this in the past, too, and it works. If you start getting angered by a topic of conversation that comes up, if you can't excuse yourself, just remember that the marshmallows that are there on the sweet potatoes, you can plug those. They double as earplugs if you do it right.
That's fantastic.
It's the only good use for sweet potatoes.
Number eight,
divert any conversation away from any talk of pending nuptials. Because, look, we get it. You're marrying the radio girl next door.
You're all invited. Everybody's going to be there.
Please, that being said, RSVP on 921HankFM.com.
Everyone's invited.
Everybody.
Number seven,
way to keep the peace this Thanksgiving. Well, when the bowl is literally handed to you, grab all of the peas and don't pass it along. That's literally... peas. No, not peas.
You don't want to keep it. The peas are for everyone.
But the spirit is there, I think. You know?
Number six.
Way to keep the peace. If the table's discussion turns either contentious or, honestly, if it turns boring.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
uh-oh.
There's a gravy boat right there.
Will it flow?
And it might be a big one, for all we know.
I like big buckets.
And boats.
That girl knows what's up.
Will it float? Sabbatical this week because of the holiday.
Number 5.
In observance. Number 5 ways to keep the peace this Thanksgiving. Prepare your own top 10 list and then read it and then wait for tepid responses from everybody. There you go.
Number four,
provide a 28-piece plan that gives most of the cranberry sauce to Russia. At least that one's topical.
MAGA.
Thank you. He's coming up.
Number 3.
Cranberry sauce.
Number 3, avoid at all costs any family competition that involves chess or pickle or ball.
Stick to radio.
Thank you.
Or Cindy.
She'll be there.
Number two,
instead of addressing the overall table, of course, save all grievances for the person who's ultimately...
I would like to just speak to your supervisor now, please.
Be the one in charge.
That's how it's done.
And then finally...
Number one
way to keep the peace... this Thanksgiving, no matter what.
Number 1.
Just sit at the kids' table and enjoy a much higher level of conversation than you could ever get at the big boys.
6, 7.
Well, amen to that.
A lot of that.
6, 7.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. You're not all invited.
You're all invited.
Turn it up.
Everyone's
it's
invited.
Time to wake up. KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.